We're back on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers hotline right here on WREF. From Heritage Hills, Tyler Rungser just announced his commitment to Oklahoma, and he just got off the golf course. But it's a good thing he's a better football player than he is golfer. Tyler, I want to ask you about your commitment to the Sooners, but first, how'd you play today?
You know, it was all right. Like you said, I feel I'm probably a better football player than I am a golfer. no doubt in that. But it was all right. So we're going to keep getting better before we get down to Norman. I know they have some nice golf courses down there, so I'm going to hit them up when I get down there. So
is that why you decided to go to Oklahoma? It was the golf, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's all about their golf courses, but I know they said they did have some nice ones down there, so I guess that's just a plus on top of playing in Oklahoma.
Yeah, on top of playing in the best conference in America for one of the biggest brands in the sport, Oklahoma, yeah. There's a lot to like, a lot more to mm-hmm. like than not. But ultimately, yeah. You had a lot of great choices. So why mm-hmm. was Oklahoma the winner in the Tyler Rungser sweepstakes?
And I think going off what you said right there, Oklahoma, it is a big brand, and, it has all that thing, which is nice. But I think when it came down to me making this decision, I wanted to go to a place where, winning was an expectation, because we've had a lot of success at Heritage Hills, and, just quite frankly, I don't really like to lose. So I want to go somewhere where, the standard is to win. And, I want to play with the best. I want to play at the highest level. And I want to be able to, compete with the best. And I feel like going to the SEC is where I'm going to get that. So just, all those things and just a great relationship with the staff, it just became a no-brainer that Oklahoma is where I wanted to play.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you personally as a Syracuse alum, lifelong diehard yeah. Syracuse fan. I'm happy you're not going to Duke and playing my yeah. Orange in the ACC.
Yeah.
But it
yeah.
seemed like you were destined for Duke towards the end of June. You visited over there. I know that Durham is beautiful, great campus and all that. And I think a lot of the Crystal Ballers had you going to the Blue Devils. Why did you decide to go to Oklahoma instead of Duke specifically? Not necessarily a flip, but definitely a bit of a pivot for you.
Yeah, I think there was a time when I thought I was going to be going to Duke. It was maybe just the thing where I felt like I could have more success in Norman. I think just with the offense that Oklahoma runs, and, a lot of it came down to Coach Joe John Finley. Having him played at OU, he played the tight end position himself. And as I learned as I went through this process with, tight ends, not a lot of tight end coaches actually played tight end. Mm. And, it was really big for me that he actually played tight end. He played the position. He played at OU, so he was passionate about the program and wanted the best for it. And, he just wants the best for me, and he really is just wants to focus on my development as a player. And I think that's huge in this whole thing. And, like you talked about earlier, it's the best conference in football, the SEC. And, nothing against those other conferences, but, I wanted to play in the biggest and the best conference, and I feel like I'm going to get that at Oklahoma. And, Duke is a great program. They're a great school. I think they're going to have a lot of success with their football program. Came down to me, my feeling, I feel like I'd have more success at Oklahoma.
Well, I mean, look, if you're trying to win, you stay away from Duke, not because they're bad, but because they're in the same conference as my team, and my team's the
yeah.
best team. So, we're going to win.
Yeah, Florida State, I mean, Syracuse, those guys,
Thank you for putting Syracuse in the same sentence as Florida State. That was very generous of you.
Go
ahead. No. Tyler Rungser is here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. One of the best prospects in the country, a four-star tight end, number 9 in America at his position, number 1 in the state of Indiana. And again, from Heritage Hills, Lincoln City, going to Oklahoma for the class of 2026. That does mean he has one more year as a Patriot. How much did the Heritage Hills pipeline, the coaches, the program, the community influence your development to the point where you can make that jump to Division I, not only Division I, but one of the best programs in maybe the best conference in America?
Yeah. I think this this community has overwhelming support. And, you know, we are a small, you know, a smaller town, which it can be more difficult at times to get recruited when, you know, going up against kids that, like, live in bigger cities like Indy or Louisville or whatever. So I just think having the support of the entire community and having, you know, guys from the community that have done it before, like Cutler and those guys and Dilger, like having those guys that have, you know, come here and went on to play in the NFL, I think, you know, speaks them too. And just like us just winning, I think that if we don't go to state 2 years in a row and win one of them, I don't think we're going to get all the attention that we got, and, you know, probably not all the recognition and all the coaches looking at us if we wouldn't have done that. And, I mean, that starts with the team, because, I mean, you don't go to state without a team. You don't go without our coaches. We don't go to state, and just without the community support and putting money into us and our program to make sure that we're ready to go every Friday night. Like, you don't get – there's a lot of places that aren't like that. And, you know, when you're from a smaller community, it takes everybody coming together, I think. And, you know, I feel like we do a great job of that here. And, you know, that's why we have a lot of success. And, you know, I guess – you know, the team is the number one important, but I mean, like the other stuff, like the offers and all that coming on, that's great. But it all starts with the team, because, I mean, quite frankly, you know, I wouldn't be in my position if it wasn't for the great team that I get to play with.
Among the players you're talking about on the roster, the team that you got to play with that ultimately helped propel you to an SEC mm-hmm. commitment, Jet Goldsberry, who had just
yes.
committed to Ole Miss and an SEC
yes.
team himself. Obviously a big part of your success being on offense
sure.
with you. So,
yeah.
Jet, what was his role in your recruitment? I'd imagine it must have been easier going through mm-hmm. this process. While it is exciting, also a bit nerve-wracking, I'd imagine,
yeah.
going through it almost parallel to Jet.
Yeah, and I think that was a big help, just because there is times in this process where it's extremely stressful. It's, you know, extremely mentally draining because you're constantly on the phone. You're constantly trying to make life-changing decisions. So it was nice, I guess, having somebody to go through the process that we can kind of just talk things through, and because he can really relate to me in that sense because we're both going through similar stuff. And, you know, having someone like him, I mean, we've been playing together since we were in third and fourth grade, so having somebody like him to, like, we push each other. We push each other in the weight room. We push each other on the track. We push each other, you know, in every sense of the game, you know, to make each other better. And just kind of having that, like, competition, that healthy competition with each other, it just makes us better players so that we could be in that position. And, I think through this whole way, just having us on the same team has helped both our recruitments, because if one coach is looking at the other of us, then they see the other one and they're like, okay, let's look at him too, and it, vice versa. So I think, you know, just being able to have him on the team with me has just helped me and propelled me. And, you know, I couldn't ask for, you know, a better teammate through this whole thing.
Tyler Rungser here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway, an Evansville tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. Obviously, Jet was among your support staff, your support mm-hmm. system, Tyler, but who were you really leaning on in this recruiting process which landed you at Oklahoma? Because there's a lot of calls coming in, a lot of DMs, a lot of dollar figures, I'd imagine, with NIL, so you got to go to someone. Who were you leaning on during this process?
Yeah, and I think, it has to be my parents, firstly. I mean, they've been with me through the whole process. They've been great. And at times it was almost frustrating because they almost didn't want to give their opinion too much because they didn't want to sway me any which way. Mm. You know, I mean, I'm sure my parents are, you know, super happy with me going to Oklahoma, but I mean, they're probably not happy about me being 11 hours away. but I know that they just want the best for me at the end of the day, and they've been extremely supportive. And I think I'm blessed to have two parents that can support me through this, but at the same time let me make this decision solely based on what I think is best for me. And then they, you know, give me advice through the whole process and make sure I'm making the right decisions for the right reasons. So, you know, they've been great through this process. My manager, who kind of helped out with the rev share and NIL side of it, you know, and also just helped me make decisions and talk things through. Ryan, he did a great job with me, Ryan Bowen, through this entire process, and I was extremely grateful to have him through this whole thing. And just, I mean, my sisters and just, you know, just family, uncles, you know, just that can give me advice and, you know, try to help me when they can. All that stuff contributed to my decision and helped me make the decision that I thought was best for me.
All right, Tyler, so after the commitment to Oklahoma, and again, a big deal, class of 2026, now the mindset outside of your senior season at Heritage Hills and going to try and win a state championship again, your mindset mm-hmm. shifts, I'm sure, to being the best Sooner that you can be, right? It's that wave of excitement of the commitment, and now it's, okay, well, how do I break into the roster card for Brent Venables and get on the field, right? So what do you expect maybe the key, so to speak, to be for you to get on the field, for you to play and have that success that you've had in high school, translate that into the SEC?
Yeah, and like I'll be graduating in December, so I'll be able to practice with them in this spring, which I think will be a big help.
Yeah,
just because I will get there a semester early and I can start practicing with the team and learning the playbook. But I think the key for me, you know, especially the tight end, yes, you play the tight end position, but tight ends are also present a lot on special teams and stuff like that. And you know, I think for me coming in early, I think that the key for me is just going to find a way to get in the field, whether that be through special teams or anything like that, as I continue to develop myself as a player and as a receiver and as a blocker. I think that, you know, my receiving skills will allow me to get on the field early through maybe, you know, passing plays through a slot in like 12, 13 personnel packages where I can find myself on the field and, you know, be a vertical presence. And find my way on the field early. But as far as my blocking and inside run game, I think that'll need to be more developed as I grow as a player and as I grow physically. Because right now I play outside receiver, so I don't have a lot of experience with that interior blocking and stuff like that you get out of a tight end. But so a lot of that will just come with develop and practice and stuff like that. And I'll continue to develop that as I go. But I think, you know, the keys for me are going to be getting on special teams early and finding ways to be useful through the passing game.
Tyler Rungser, the four-star, committing to Oklahoma from Heritage Hills right here on WREF. The Brinker's Jewelers phone line on the ref's call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. All right, so let me be a little bit self-centered here for the Southwestern Indiana listening audience. Yeah, they're all really excited to see you go and perform in the SEC, but they're even more excited to see you as a Patriot for this upcoming season. What's it going to take in this final swan song for you and Jet and the rest of the senior class to go out on top the way that you guys have spent most of your high school careers?
Yeah, and I think the key for this year is just going to, you know, to stay on course and keep the main thing the main thing. There's going to be a lot of distractions this year. There's going to be, you know, a lot of people in our ears, and I think it's just important for us to just stay focused and continue to do what we have been doing. You know, I think that's why we've had so much success in the past is because we haven't listened to what anyone said about us. You know, there's going to be a lot of expectations this year. You know, as there were last year as well, but I think even higher this year, there's just going to be a lot of eyes on us in general. So I think it's just going to be important for us to keep our heads down and just to keep grinding. We are in 4A this year. I'm not super, super worried about it. You know, I think we're a really great football team, and, you know, I think that we're going to have no trouble in 4A. And I think, you know, and we have a lot of experience coming back to we were pretty well returned most of our line. You know, we lost a couple linebackers and running backs that are seniors that are going on to play other places. But, you know, I think, like I said, it's just going to be staying focused on what's important and making sure that we're just playing it as a team.
All right, Tyler, I've got one more question for you. It's really the question in this interview. You commit to Oklahoma. It's a big deal. You have the ceremony. You grab the hat. You put on the Sooner hat, and that's all well and good. You go home, and I'd imagine as a celebration, you get your favorite meal. Right? Mom's cooking something for you, okay?
Yeah.
What was the celebration meal? How do you celebrate in the Rungser household after you commit to Oklahoma?
Yeah. Well, and we went out to eat because – I told Mom, I was like, you've been through enough stress with this process. You don't have to go home and cook for me if you don't want to. So we ended up going out, and we just ended up getting Mexican. which was fine at a local Mexican restaurant. But the next night, then she ended up making the fettuccine alfredo, which was my
Nice.
favorite meal. So she
Nice.
ended up, she made it for me the next night. But that the night of, I told her, you know, you don't have to cook for me tonight. You've been through enough stress with the whole ceremony and everything. So, but yeah, she ended up making me fettuccine alfredo the next night. So that was pretty good.
I don't know, Tyler. I mean, you tried to frame that as, oh, let me be generous and thoughtful towards mom. I don't want her to have to cook. But really, I think that was just your way of sneaking in two celebration meals because you knew eventually
Yeah, I
she'd
mean,
cook for you.
maybe it was, yeah. So
very sly, very smart. I like that. You know what else? Brent Venables is going to like that too, that IQ. It's going to translate onto the field. Hey, hey, Tyler, congratulations, man. This is really cool
Thank
for
you.
You, for Heritage Hills, for the community to see you and Jen also go to the SEC. Really big deal. Congratulations. Enjoy senior year. Good luck with the early graduation. I know that that's a lot of hard work. I know a lot of people might overlook that and just think, oh, well, he's majoring in football. Like, no, you've got a lot of work to do to graduate early. Good luck with that. It's not going to be easy, but I have every confidence in you. So good luck and congratulations and go enjoy it, okay?
Yep, sounds good. Thanks again for doing this. I appreciate it.
You got it. That's Tyler Rungser, Heritage Hills football star and futurely Oklahoma football star, committing as a four-star tight end for the class of 2026 right here on the Brinker's Jewelers phone line on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. With that, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening on 97.7, listen to theref.com, and the WREF mobile app to your local sports fix from 5 to 6.